This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper believe Colorado needs more federal judges, and they've introduced a bill to add three of them. It's been nearly 40 years since the last time Congress expanded Colorado's federal bench, and the state's population has nearly doubled in that time, leaving its current federal judges with a caseload far above the national average. Until yesterday, Douglas County Public Schools had a mask mandate for all students and staff, but the Douglas County School Board voted 4-3 this week to get rid of the masks. Student Elijah Schmidt pushed to keep the mandate.
It is not a matter of freedom. It is a matter of keeping our community safe and keeping our community healthy.
November's election installed a new school board majority that campaigned on leaving mask decisions up to parents. The new rule gets rid of the mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. Kaiser Permanente Colorado has come to an agreement with United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. The union represents about 2,000 employees of the healthcare company. A new four-year contract avoided a 30,000 worker strike. The union still has a pending lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente over understaffing and delayed care. A shootout at Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday wounded a ranger and a suspect involved in an earlier pursuit with law enforcement. A park spokeswoman says the shooting happened after the ranger stopped a driver on the east side of the park Wednesday morning. The ranger was shot while wearing a ballistic vest and wasn't seriously injured. One suspect was also shot and taken to a hospital. A second was taken into custody. Authorities haven't said what led to the shooting. This is CPR News.